Give us just a second, Your Honor. And we are back from recess. We're with the Lamberts, and if you would like to begin, we have the property pulled up of the Sterling Estates condominium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything you would like to say or address us, you just go ahead.
Thank you. First off, I'm Andy Lambert, my wife Pat Lambert. We have lived in this particular condominium for 5 years since its development, actually, from the ground up. I don't think it's any surprise to anybody here in terms of the relative market, real estate market in general, but specifically to this particular area, we have tried to list this probably 3 years plus to sell it, and most recently at around $200,000, there was no takers on it at that point. A neighbor across the street from us recently had theirs appraised. They had spent somewhere around $220,000, $225,000 actually. Had it recently appraised at 160. And so, obviously, the market in general, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but the market in general, specifically, Branson has dropped dramatically, if not 50%, close to it. And that's across the board. So, in terms of what your assessment is indicating, an increase in value, it does not bear any proof to that whatsoever, and I've listed a bunch of things in here as not only evidence of what's going on across the country, which everybody knows, but clearly as it relates to our area, we've not been immune to that at all. So I've put in here several what I could find of real estate listings ranging from 66,000 up to 100 whatever it was. Frankly, I believe the value of our home is probably about $200,000.
Or less.
Right. In a perfect market, we could sell it at $200,000, but there's nobody buying. And when we get to the lots, that's even an uglier case. But right now, we're talking about this.
The appraisal that was done by the neighbor, do you have a copy of that appraisal?
I actually asked him for it, but the particular person who did the appraisal did it on a broader range. It wasn't a written appraisal per se. And trying to find places that have in fact sold comparable to ours, it don't exist. So there are no comps to speak of.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir?
I would make a recommendation to this board to put their value at $200,000 and let the assessor adjust to that. That's what they requested on their form.
That's BOE number. Give me the BOE number.
It's 0178.
I'll move that we set the valuation as the assessor recommendation to BOE appeal number 0178 to $200,000.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the appraised value on parcel number 0178 to $200,000. Discussion?
Anybody want to buy it?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. I'm also going to note, James, that was a recommendation of assessor.
We've been offered a lot of property this already, so.
I bet you have.
I'm just about filled up.
And we found some good deals that people have had, too.
Well,
so.
You haven't heard a deal until you hear mine about
the home. Okay.
Well, no, wait, I haven't been offered that
yet. Yeah.
Okay, well, just hold on.
Just hold on.
All right, next is what? Branson Hills?
Yes, let's. I'm clicking on that and not getting in for some reason.
No, this is the next one, Saddlebrook.
Saddlebrook, okay.
Okay. All right.
Seven Pines, lot 114.
Correct.
It's BOE appeal 179, is that correct?
It is.
That's what I show. That's to make sure I'm right.
Mm-hmm. It's not what I show. It closed.
You guys show them?
There's three parcels. Yeah.
No, but BOE, specific BOE number 179 is what I'm showing. Yes?
Got it. Yes.
Yep?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So your numbers are not going to match my numbers, is that correct?
We that's a shorter number. Yeah, we have the same parcel number.
Okay.
147. 114.
Reference it.
No, that's not. That.
114
is. 114
is
179.
Okay.
So I don't see 179. 179.
Right.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't have it on yours.
Not 179.
That's just numbers that we're utilizing.
Okay.
Because of the we had placed numbers on the appeals that come
in. I see. Okay. Very good. Okay. This is going to sound very similar to, and probably when we get to Branson Hills, it's, as I said, an uglier story. But Saddlebrook is a situation of a lot. Obviously, there's a street to it, but not developed, no housing project on it. And what I included was a plethora of lots in the Saddlebrook area that are for sale, substantially less than what we paid. And frankly, we probably paid at the market height two plus years ago, whatever it was. And talking with the owners of Saddlebrook, the son and the owner, Clyde, they've been selling lots at 50% less than what the going rate just to sell lots up there. In fact, my understanding talking with one of my banker friends is that the developer of that has filed for Chapter 11, unconfirmed, but on good sources there. So here is another case where you have a lot that was valued at X 2 years ago that is just in the toilet right now, 3 years ago, I guess it was. Yeah. So I included a whole bunch of references, and there's a lot of lots for sale, as you might observe here with the examples shown. But suffice it to say that any developer right now trying to sell lots is in a whole lot of trouble, no pun intended. So at any rate, what we're recommending, given what we paid for it, which, again, we paid at the height of this, if you take what is the norm in terms of fair market value, it's substantially less than that. And I use the evidence of what several listings have indicated in that area as examples of. And it's a beautiful area. It's really unfortunate, but it is what it is.
What have I got that on for? I don't have my printout for some reason on that part.
I got it right here.
65.
If the board would turn to page 3 of my sales that I have here, you can see where it's the big folder of sales.
Okay.
I've got a sale of the lot on both sides of this lot that's in question. One for $64.5 in March of 2010, and one for $65 in June of 2010. And they actually set their lot number 114, and one of these lots is 112, and one of them is 115, if you look on the parcel number, I mean. And so that's where we come up with the 65,000.
Yeah, lot next to us was actually an acre lot, too. If that sold for 65, that makes me feel even worse.
The land on here, if I'm at the right location here.
Yeah, if you can pull that map up.
I'm showing the one on the high view is set up. It's on the book for 20,000 to his left.
That is a developer lot.
No, it's actually owned by Kurt Kamer. Go to the left.
Well, if it is, it's one that got...
Is this the big one you were just talking about with 65?
Parcel number 115.
Well, 115 is probably...
That's 113.
Oh, 113, because this is an acre lot here.
Because that's the same value. Go above, it's 3,800. Keep on going. They're all 38 from there.
That 12 she just had is what sold for 64.5.
That would be...
That one there.
No, the next one. Up there.
Yeah,
and you have that one for 20,000.
Yeah, that's on the creek right there.
But all the other ones are 3,800 except the two on the end.
It's just one that we didn't get caught as a sold lot. It should be increased to the 65,000.
We're looking at as he's moving up through their chains. Are these 3,800s? Is that no? Those are people. Or?
Here, go back. Close that. Go right next to his property. Go down right there. That has been sold and didn't get changed.
Right. There's several there, looks like, didn't get changed.
So we need to set those. What's the value supposed to be out there, James?
You're 65,000.
Are we going to increase them?
If you see that lorry Lance there, they got increased. Sometimes we don't get caught up with subdivisions
right
as they're selling. I'd like to see a deed on those and see when they sold. They may have sold in 2011.
Can you pull up his property again?
No, it sold in June of 2010, which it would be a split off.
Can you go down to the right? There.
and opened the whole thing up.
So he's on the books for $65,000.
And your request is to set the value at $45,000, is that correct?
Correct.
That would make the assessed at $8,550. They're currently at $12,350.
Are we going to have to send increase notices to the other people that didn't get changed?
We are if we increase them.
If we increase them up to the...
I mean, because there's some that obviously sold from the developer that...
Let me make a recommendation, if I could, to the board regarding the Saddlebrook, that we take a look at Saddlebrook.
As the subdivision?
The subdivision, that we not make a decision regarding this lot today, but that we recontact them with what we're going to do within the subdivision. Or leave it like it is, but I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay.
I was just going to say, and I think you touched on this earlier, keep in mind that a very small segment of Saddlebrook falls into Taney County,
right, rest
of which is in Christian. So when you talk about the subdivision, with that in mind, keep that part.
Right.
90% of it.
Yeah, it's probably more than 90%.
Believe me, if I get up and start making decisions about Christian County, they're going to let me know.
I'll bet you they will. So I'm giving...
My suggestion is if we could have discussions about Saddlebrook,
right,
and then inform them of what we've done, if, in fact, we don't lower that lot's value, we will notify you within 5 days of a decision, which would allow you to go on to the Missouri State Tax Commission with an appeal. They would come down here for that appeal.
And what is the valuation that you're putting on right now?
65.
It is 65.
What we've done in other subdivisions.
Is it the only ones that are actually in Taney County? All
right.
Christian.
Well, actually, all that, no, that
no,
is
no.
Only Christian. That's all only Taney County right there. What
all
we've got
them.
Listed right there. No, actually, all that whole street is Taney County.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought just.
So the line runs across.
You see that black line right there?
Yeah.
That's the county line.
Okay.
Okay.
So that street, Seven Pine Street, is in our.
I see. I thought it was just a few lots.
Why Ron's recommending that is that we've done that with Emerald Point. We're looking at Branson Hills right now. I know your Branson Hills is coming up next.
Right.
We've set aside all the Branson Hills. Well, not we haven't, but we're getting ready to set aside Branson Hills to evaluate the entire subdivision because Emerald Point yesterday we did a wide sweeping decision to set the values lower,
mm-hmm,
based off of evidence that was coming forward.
Sure,
so
sure.
I think what you're saying is the same thing.
Potentially. I think we need to have the discussion.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. What does Christian County have there as a system?
I don't know.
They're really high. Seven Pines, when it first started selling, sold extremely high because it was a new It was a new deal, and then.
I got taken.
But I don't know that.
Is it still gated?
Yeah, the gates are open. There's only two houses in there in the last 3 years of being developed.
Would you So the lots that are on top, they've gone along Bull Creek. Is that right?
On top, meaning up here.
You're talking about the creek.
Above where it says Seven Pines, I'm talking about the creek.
A little higher. Right there.
Bull Creek is running along behind
Creek
us.
There. Correct.
And it makes a big bend, and it comes around. It's right here.
Right.
Yeah.
But my point is, those upper lots, all the back side or the front side of them,
it's the back side.
Border Bull Creek.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, those have.
Lot 107 in there, parcel 107, if you can find it, it sold for $59,000. And I apologize, I just seen that. I pointed you guys to the two. 112 and 115, but 107 sold for $59,000 in November of 2010.
So I'll make a heck of a deal for our lot.
Sounds like it.
But
it's $50,000, you said?
$59,000.
$59,000.
What it brought. It's on your list there.
Okay, I think what we're going to have to do is
look
increase
at the whole,
notices, though.
Look at the whole thing. Let's just keep it back because there may be another one or something come in. But let's just look at the whole.
If that would be acceptable to you, we'd like to have you move on to the Branson Hills, and we will address this at a later time and inform you of what we've done.
All right. Very good.
Ransom Hills is kind of an enigma. I'm sure you probably had a number of people come to you with regards to lots there. This is a case in point where suffice it to say that no lots, at least to my knowledge, and you might refute this, rebut it, are selling there for two reasons. One is that they impose a SID on the owners there, kind of unbeknownst to the people buying, I might add, our fault, but nonetheless, hidden in the contract, which is roughly about $1,600 a year for the next 24 years, on top of which is the association fees, which equates to a roughly about $4,000 a year without any building whatsoever on that lot. So suffice it to say, not only are lots not selling there, but the valuation of those lots have just absolutely tanked for the reasons I pointed out. Nobody is willing to buy up there, and everybody is trying to get out of there, including ourselves. The valuation in Branson Hills has dropped to at least 50%. A good friend of ours is the president of the bank, a bank, name will remain unnamed, is on a very prime location, the 18th hole. And he's had his lot, that lot, I should say it was a foreclosure, on the market at $39,000 with no takers. And talking with him as recently as yesterday, he said he can't even get a bite at $29,000 because they've already reduced it. That's the problem is what I just illustrated. The SID and the taxation in terms of the association fees are just killing anybody from buying it. So as a result of that, and I've got tons of examples in here as well, in fact, that the fair market value I put on here was really a month or so ago is actually less than that. So I kind of overstated the fair market value, you know, frankly, probably by $10,000 or $20,000. So again, here's a case in point where a increased valuation makes zero sense. In fact, just the opposite.
What this is with the information we had yesterday. This is what we talked about yesterday. We tabled all those decisions yesterday. There has been 12 sales out there that we were provided over the last year and a half or so. Okay, some golf front, some non-golf front, and two commercial lots. Okay, so the median value is $82,500. But if you separate the commercial, the golf front, and
sure,
we're getting that's the quandary we're having right now is at looking at the valuation. So that's why we haven't debated it. Or completely vetted it yet, but we've been talking about looking at that entire subdivision.
Well,
the information you're given is pretty close to what we're hearing today.
Right, and the commercial valuations of any property is going to obviously skew the mean anyway.
Right.
So clearly that needs to be taken out of it. And in fact, the lot that I was just talking about was on the 18th hole golf course lot, prime location, and as I said, that you can't give it away.
Okay, this is
$29,000.
These are the
same. The problem we're going to have in Branson Hills is she does.
That's
moved up a little.
That green line, to move that a little bit.
And 09 and 010.
And 11.
Hold up, Donna.
Yes,
Donna, just stand there.
There we go.
There you go.
Thank you, Donna.
One lot in 11.
All the time.
The problem we've got in Branson Hills, and it's going to always be a problem with the valuation of vacant land in Branson Hills, is you've got a variety of homes from $300,000 to $1 million that's built on these lots. And if you say that they're, or if I were to say as an appraiser, they're built on a $30,000 lot, it fits no scheme of mathematical persuasion that lot is worth $30,000. All mathematical equations say that lot value versus structure value should be 20%.
20% of the value of the home.
The value of the home. And so that's going to be in defiance of what we're hearing. The SID has damaged you tremendously. There's no doubt about the SID being the damaging factor. But I don't know that and we are being asked to make up the difference in this BOE. I'm just straightforward.
Well, Mr. Strahan, let me say this to you, if I may. I would venture to say a $1 million house in anywhere, Branson Hills particularly,
it's not going to sell for $1 million. No way. In this market, you know, you're lucky if anybody would be lucky to get half of that.
But that's true, but it wouldn't set on $30,000 worth of land or $40,000 worth of land. You know, you're looking.
But the numbers we're throwing out are higher than $30,000 and $40,000.
Right.
And higher than $50,000.
Right.
What we've been, what I've been throwing out is $61,000 is the number that I keep on coming back with averages, but we haven't talked it. We haven't completely vetted the whole conversation yet.
Well, if we could get $61,000 for our lot, I would sell it in a heartbeat.
We would absolutely
sell it. We'd be underwater.
We would take the loss and move on, because yeah, it's $6,000 a year that we're paying between taxes and association fees for something that, you know, it's killing us. Mm-hmm. That said that they hid in that document, you know, three little sentences in a 31-page document that they hid in there and didn't tell us anything about it. And, you know, even if you would have read it, you would have thought they were talking about the real estate taxes. Nobody knew what a SID was. And it said it estimated it at $300. The very next year, $1,500. And we said, what is this? We were calling up this tax. We were calling you guys like, what's this extra tax on top of our real estate tax? What is this?
Because of that, we have been approached to, I'm sorry, the county commission has been approached to form another SID, a 2,000 acre SID, which is in another part of
the county.
The mm-hmm. county. Mm-hmm. And we're making a condition that they do a one-page disclaimer that has all that up front before they sell any of the property.
Actually, at the sign of offer. On the offer.
Just because of this.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. They did it, and they basically screwed all of us.
Philosophically, you know, to me, a SID is nothing more than adding more money to a developer, and I have a fundamental problem with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's truly taking the public,
amen,
you know, by the short hairs here.
And do we have any?
Is there a recourse at all? I mean, we thought about doing a class action suit against them.
We're concerned about what's going on, because obviously the first group or entity that someone looks to is the county, as if it
right.
had come from the county, which the county doesn't see any of those revenues.
Right.
So
yeah,
we field a lot of calls regarding that, and then have to share that it's not us.
SID has to elect their board members. You might find out who they are.
Well, one was a treasurer, and I took him to task pretty big time, and he did his best dancing I've ever seen anybody do.
We've never been able to really find out. When we were at this association meeting, we said, well, then who is this? Where is this money going? And they would never give us a straight answer. Obviously, we know it's going to the developer. but they won't tell us that. They say, well, it goes to the
I hate to put you off on two of the properties that you've brought to us, but this also is one that we're considering, obviously, as has been relayed to you. The assessor really doesn't have any choice, because he's governed by the Missouri State Tax Commission. Mm-hmm. They give him guidelines. Here's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they have told the assessor that you're low on valuation. So we're fighting that value within Taney County and the state, who's withholding our funds from the state to pick up their share of assessment costs. But we haven't agreed with them. The assessor certainly hasn't agreed with them. But we're in the process, and we're going to take a look at these subdivisions and make the best decisions we can regarding that, even though we're caught in a...
I appreciate that, you know, the candor there. And I think everybody's searching for revenue. Yeah, it's no big surprise, and I understand the quandary you're in. We're in the same quandary, but at the same time.
Well, let me just make one other comment. This county rolled its property tax, or its portion of the property tax, back in the early 80s. So the revenues that the county operates on does not come from property tax. Your property taxes go to schools, ambulance, health, seniors tax that just passed, etc. Mm-hmm. So we really don't have, from a perspective of finances, anything to gain or to lose from the valuation as a county.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have the obligation as the Board of Equalization to establish the values, and that's what we're trying to do, and we're taking into consideration everything that the public is giving us about that.
Yeah, clearly the market is, you know, indicative of something less, if you will, whatever percentage you want to put to it, of 2-3 years ago, and it, you know, logic dictates that. And that's why we're here. So I appreciate I appreciate the candor. I appreciate the courtesy that you guys have shown us. And do you have any other questions that we can answer?
Okay. Any board member? No. James, anything else? Nanny, Nathan?
Okay. All right. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
We do have all their contact information, correct?
You know, actually, I saw on there you have my office phone. Oh, there, that's good. I wanted to make sure.
The 29400. Okay.
Yeah, that's myself. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, folks.
Is it break time again?
Yes.
No.
No. Take care.
All right. Let's.
We have 15 minutes for the next appointment at 11:15. Is what I shared. Is that what you showed, Christy?
Is there anybody else that's not?
Is it on the phone?
I don't know that answer. Is it on the phone? 11:15?
Yes.
It's a Thousand Hills condo.
Do we want to go back to the minutes that we were sorting through earlier before we recess, guys?
Ron, as I look through those with all votes being unanimous, I'm ready to make a motion on it.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to look.
Go ahead. That doesn't mean we have to vote on it. If you want to make a motion,
I'm just going to make a motion
for approval.
Approval of minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes as presented. Now, discussion?
I just haven't gone through the whole thing yet, so.
And I'm working on it as well, so I'll wait for just a moment or two to call for a vote on that, if that's okay.
That's fine.
I'm still
just a lot quicker than some people are.
Well, the page, but the wording has not been consistent. All I'm trying to do is consistent
right.
Wording.
Right.
And sometimes it's in there and sometimes it's not.
Well, Jim, I could have made that with the changes that you have brought forward, but that's all right.
Maybe some more here.
I found another one. But it's the voting is all correct. It's just the terminology of the motions is that a little different than I had written down. I don't see BOE number 506 under our minutes guide, and I show we made a motion. Do you see it on what page I'm missing it? The last three digits is 506.
I thought I'd seen that one.
It's the people with the Graham Levin.
Fourth page in the bottom. Okay. Thank you.
Is there only one? Mr. Obester had two appeals, and thus far I've only found the one that we denied. I know in the other one we lowered. Is it on there and I just didn't see it? It's not with the...
No, they're separate.
Okay, let me find where that is. Yep, I'm sorry, I found it. On the Gary and Barbara Gordon.
What BOE number?
And that is 0054.
Yes.
That was at the recommendation of the assessor.
Actually, I can tell you there's six of them that they've missed so far. That is correct. The assessor's recommendation is 054. But so was 053, 052, 051, 050, 49, and 48. So. I'll be.
You can always put it as a note.
Well, I'll just make sure the motion has it in there for me.
We are trying to be very accurate.
And that makes sense.
Let's say, Christy, you're both taking notes and we're both checking.
With the information that Donna has just given us, have you gone through the rest, Jim?
The values are all set up correct and all the votes are correct.
Any more discussion regarding the motion?
So are we going to add per assessor or are we going to make it as a note?
I don't think we can add something to the motion that wasn't part of the motion, but if you want to place in your notes that, or our personal notes, that was the recommendation, we can do that. I have it written on mine.
I have it written on mine, too. That's what I've got on my online is.
Well, most of them, if I hear the assessor make a recommendation, I am noting it on my copy, but like if he makes a.
Donna, you're exactly right to cite the motion the way you've done it.
I'm not modifying the motion. I'm fine.
Any more discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let's stand in recess until 11:15.